Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, your source for breaking news, business trends, and economic forecasts here and abroad that impact one-third of America's economy. And now your hosts, Lou Weiss and Tim Grady.
Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio. My co-host, Lou Weiss, is out on assignment today, so he is not joining us. We almost had Sean Hannity on the show, but we have a better guest, a guest we enjoy talking to every month who's from the Institute for Supply Management, and they have a big show coming up May 6 through 9 in Nashville, and we will be appearing there, enjoying all of the great information that comes out of the ISM in terms of supply chain, which is really getting legs these days, and is critically important, particularly with the steel and aluminum tariffs. We have Anthony Nieves, who is the committee chair for the Institute for Supply Management's non-manufacturing report. This is the complementary report to the manufacturing report that Tim Fiore does, and we certainly enjoy having both of these gentlemen. Anthony, welcome back to Manufacturing Talk Radio.
Thanks very much, Tim.
Glad to have you on, and your report continues to look strong. Why don't you give our listeners kind of the update and synopsis of the report?
Certainly. As you look at the release for this month, for April, the NMI Composite Index came in at 56.8. This is down 2 percentage points from the 58.8 that was reported in March. And when we look at this and we think that perhaps there may be a little bit of slowing in the non-manufacturing sector, but keeping in mind that the baseline moves each month and we're still having a strong rate of growth, even though the composite is down, if you look at the 12-month running total and average, which is 57.6, it's lower than that, and it's actually the lowest reading we've had for this year, entering into the second quarter, still stronger than what we had reported at the end of the year in December. One thing that I would like to point out is that when you look at the industries, the 18 industries that comprise the non-manufacturing sector, last month where we had that higher reading of 58.8 for the composite index, there were 15 industries reporting growth. This month, all 18 are reporting growth. It's just that the rate that's recorded that is measured and looks like it came down just those 2 percentage points. And to add, it's pulled down by two of the indexes, the sub-indexes that comprise the composite index, the employment at 53.6, which is down 3 percentage points from 56.6, and supplier deliveries, which is slowing but not as fast a rate as we had the prior month at 58.5, so that's down 4 percentage points. So those are two of the four indexes that make up the composite index, the other two being new orders and business activity, and they're all weighted equally at 25%.
Anthony, I'm interested in the comments from your respondents, which are always very insightful. There's a couple in there that are of particular interest. We've been following the tariff issue, and I'm just wondering how the tariff issue affects some of the industries that are within the non-manufacturing sector. For instance, construction. I wonder if you could explain that that comment a little bit for our listeners.
Sure thing. And as we look at the specific comments for construction, and I'll read exactly what it says, the trade tensions are impacting purchasing of steel and are causing suppliers to send letters of concern regarding contracted purchases for this year and the future based on these proposed tariffs. And again, that's right out of the construction industry. And what we're seeing from our respondents throughout is this sentiment and of these proposed about these proposed tariffs and how they're going to impact their cost of goods. And you know, overall, the respondents are still quite positive about business conditions and the overall economy, but there is this concern surrounding the trade tariffs. And I must point out that on Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be releasing the semi-annual forecast for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing. And within that report, we have special questions that address specifically things such as the trade tariffs and the impact it's going to have on these companies that comprise all of these respective industries for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing.
And Anthony, you're also speaking on that topic at the conference on Monday. Am I correct that that's 2:30 to 4:30 on Monday?
Yes. We have Tim Fury from the manufacturing side, as well as the same economist we had presenting last year. And the three of us will do individual presentations, and then we're going to actually lead off with a report on business update. Then we'll go into the semi-annual forecast. The economist will speak about the nature of things today and in the future from an economist's perspective, and then we'll go on to have Q&A after that. So it's a session's been sold out for months already.
Wow. Yeah, I imagine everybody is going to be real tuned into that one. I know that your sector includes transportation, and transportation touches everything. How is the transportation doing, and are they ever going to get caught up?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you're right. The transportation and warehousing industry does hit just about every industry within the non-manufacturing sector, as well as another important industry is the wholesale wholesale trade. That because in the non-manufacturing side, there's always leveraging of intermediaries within the supply chain for distribution to disparate locations, remote locations. So going back to your thing about the transportation and warehousing, transportation costs continue to rise, and it's attributed to not only the cost of fuel and fuel-related products, but also we're seeing a shortage of Class A drivers continuing. We've talked about that previously on the show, and that just continues to be a trend and something that I don't see a quick fix for anytime soon. So that's putting a strain on transportation as well as containers. We've had comments about not having enough containers as well.
Wow, I didn't realize now that containers are getting sucked into that mix. I know that they're even having shortages with drayage operators, and of course everything that moves from a port to a warehouse is a drayage movement, so that's going to continue to make it challenging.
Yes, absolutely.
Anthony, what else in the report? I'm sorry. What else in the report is of particular interest to you that our listeners and your readers, by the way, this report is at instituteforsupplymanagement.org, ought to be paying attention to?
Well, when you look at it in totality, and I see that again, the composite index is down a little bit, but let's look at some of the other indexes, and I mentioned that the other two besides employment and supply deliveries are business activity and new orders. Both of those have come in with strong readings. Business activities only off 1.5 percentage points. It was high 60.6 last month, now to 59.1. And new orders, which tells us what's in the pipeline and what the future has in store, is actually popped up 0.5 percentage points from the 59.5 to 60. So that leads me to believe that we shouldn't see, and again, I hate to use the crystal ball because I don't have one.
Right.
But the that tells me that the 60%, we're not going to see too much of any pullback. If anything, we're going to move sideways or may grow a little bit more going into next month. And I put a caveat in place on that. As long as we don't see anything catastrophic happen, as long as we don't have these tariffs really come to fruition across the board and really impact the cost of goods and affect sentiment and the psyche as well. But again, that new orders index is very strong. Supplier deliveries we talked about. Inventories are being built up to handle the capacity issues. Pricing is very strong. We're starting to see some creeping of inflation, not sharply. Most of these price points that we're seeing for prices paid are, again, on the fuel-related products, petroleum-based products. We're seeing it in metals, as you guys well know, steel products, stainless steel. For the non-manufacturing sector, I think on the manufacturing side, it's just across the board on precious metals. And then backlog is not grown as fast as it did the prior month. And we're seeing export orders at 61.5, which is a nice uptick, 3.5 percentage points. And I think the dollar is more favorable for exporting at this point in time. And, you know, we look at imports at 54.5, very similar to the 55 that we had the prior month. So when looking at this report in total, again, I like to zero in on what we're seeing with the new orders index at 60.0. That tells us that the future is still looks pretty good for the non-manufacturing sector.
Great. Great. Now, the inventory sentiment, which is at 60.0, is kind of seen as too high. I wonder if you could explain that a little bit as it relates to non-manufacturing.
Certainly. And one of the things we – and the criteria around that question, so that the listeners understand how our respondents are answering that question in the survey, we want them to look at their inventory levels, not measuring the inventory that we see in the inventory index, but looking at their inventory levels and see how they correlate, how they match up to their current levels of business, and also taking into other into consideration other variables such as inventory turnover, cash flow, cash liquidity, and how does their inventory levels fit in with all of that in the equation. And that question was derived specifically from our Federal Reserve. They, way back, had asked us to include that question in the survey and measure the change month to month. And so we put some more definition to the question, as I just explained. And so our respondents feel that even though their inventory index at 57 is showing the growth and it's showing that they're building them up, when it's matched up to their business environment, it's too high at this point in time.
And that, it looks like, it's probably one of the longest trends I've ever seen in any of your reports at 251 months.
Well, not to undermine the credibility of our respondents, I don't want to sound like I'm doing that, but you have to look at the supply management professional mindset. It's all about demand pull. Demand pull, just like it would be in manufacturing side, non-manufacturing, you may not have as many tangible goods that you would see in production on a manufacturing side, but they want just enough at any given time to where they're just barely covering their needs and that there's nothing left on the shelf. So that just-in-time demand pull mindset sometimes affects the thought process behind the supply management professional when they look at that. But again, we've changed a bit on that question to give it more definition, as I mentioned, and we're seeing that reading at, you know, inventory sentiment at 60 is not far off from where the other index reporting is at 57 for inventories themselves. So it's starting to correlate a little bit more to that. So the trend, yes, to your point, that trend has been long running, and it definitely, again, goes to that. From I remember when I was in the industry, hotel and accommodation, food service industry, we always we were striving to make sure our turnover rate was very high. We wanted to never be below a 4 turn. I think the industry standard for us was 3.5 to 4 times per month for any of our storage, commissary type MROs type supplies, or what we called operating supplies. And we wanted to ensure that we were turning it and that we weren't just tying up cash sitting on the shelf. When you look at inventory sitting on the shelf on an annualized basis, if you do a true analysis of it, it could be, you know, what's the holding cost of that inventory? It could be worth almost 25%.
Mm, wow, yes, that would tie up a lot of cash. Anthony, I'm fascinated by the fact that no industries reported a decrease in activity in April. I'm guessing it's been a long time since your sector has seen everybody headed north in terms of business activity.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I've seen that myself. I'd have to go back to some of the historical information and to pull that out myself. But yes, you're right. It's interesting that, and that bodes well, because if you think about last year, for half the year, mining was in the doldrums and it was pulling down the rest of the
right.
Of the sector. They've had a nice complete turnaround. They've been strong for almost a year running now.
Consumer sentiment play into this report quite a bit, Anthony?
Not directly, but indirectly, because you know, many of these companies have the consumer is their customer. So, but if you look at consumer confidence, I was looking at some other reports saying that consumer confidence has been the highest that it's ever been in over 45 years. I think I was reading that. Then that's amazing. Amazing how high consumer confidence is.
Yes, and it is well up there, and we hope it stays up there for a long time.
Right?
It'll bode well. Anthony, in summary of the non-manufacturing report, I wonder if you could just kind of wrap this up for us. It's an excellent report, and we certainly encourage everybody to go to the ISM's website and pull both reports and look at where you are and kind of compare the reports. I think it gives an excellent picture, but why don't you give them kind of a wrap-up of the report that you do and this particularly good one?
Well, when you look at this report, once again, at 56.8 on the composite, it's a strong reading. It's below some expectations, and especially when you look at the month-to-month comparison of the 58.8. But we have to understand that the baseline for growth is 50. And anything above 50 represents growth, and so we're incrementally measuring that rate of growth as it changes month to month. And across all the various indexes that comprise this report, we still see no contraction. So right now, in relation to the economy and to when you look at this composite index on an annualized basis, this 56.8 corresponds to a 2.9% increase in GDP, which is right around where people are saying it should be around 3. It depends on who's writing about it. Some are saying it's 3.5, but at this point, this is a realistic level of GDP. And this report, when you map it historically to GDP, it mirrors it. And that's why this report is so credible and so followed by many economists and government agencies. So, you know, back to the question of wrapping this this segment up with this non-manufacturing sector, it's continuing to grow, and it's been growing at a steady pace, representing strong growth since last year. And all indications are that we will continue to have this steady incremental growth going forward based on the leading indexes that comprise the report. So, and our respondents feel that business conditions in the economy overall are positive, and that we talked briefly about the concern with the tariffs and trade tensions, and we'll have to see what happens going forward, but overall, it looks like we'll be staying the course with the non-manufacturing sector.
Well, it looks excellent, and I'm glad that you brought up two points that are important for our listeners to understand, and that is the baseline is 50. Anything above 50 is positive territory, and since the report is a roll-up, if it comes in a point or two less in terms of its roll-up, it's still well into positive territory. And its correlation to the GDP, it is a very credible report. The ISM has been doing this for a number of years on the non-manufacturing side and longer on the manufacturing side. So ISM is doing a terrific job. Anthony, again, we appreciate you greatly being on Manufacturing Talk Radio.
Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Thanks, Anthony. And we've been speaking with Anthony Nieves, who is the committee chair of the Institute for Supply Management's non-manufacturing report on business, available each month. It comes out around the 3rd or the 4th. It depends. I think, Anthony, is there any time that it comes out earlier than the 3rd or later than the 4th?
No, it's the 3rd. Yeah, you're right. It's the 3rd business day of each month. Providing that there's no holiday in between, or there may be an adjustment based on some mitigating circumstances, but for the most part, it's always going to be on that 3rd business day of the month for non-manufacturing and the 1st business day of the month for the manufacturing sector.
Excellent. So We appreciate all of our listeners. If you want to check out this report, you want to check out this show, please go to mfgtalkradio.com, where we have a complete inventory of all of the shows that we have done. And we appreciate all of our listeners, and we look forward to you tuning back in often at mfgtalkradio.com. Thanks for listening again
today. Thanks for joining us on Manufacturing Talk Radio. You can hear our next broadcast each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at mfgtalkradio.com.